Good day, I'm Anjui James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 18. Coming up, Jamaica to host Global Tourism Conference later this year. Diplomatic Week activities to run from February 5 to 10, and Jamaica moves closer to becoming an international financial services center. The details after the break.
Calling all singers and songwriters, join JCDC in celebrating 30 years of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition. Come out to regional audition Tuesday, January 24 in Manchester, Wednesday, January 25 St. James, Thursday, January 26 St. Mary, and Friday, January 27 Kingston. So start warming up those voices and put the final touches on your songs. And yes, we'll be accepting entries on the spot. For more info, check jcdc.gov.jm, social media, or call 926-572629.
Now the news. Jamaica is set to host a major global tourism conference later this year. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett signed an agreement in Spain on January 16 for Jamaica to host the United Nations World Tourism Organization UNWTO conference to commemorate 2017 as the International Year of Sustainable Tourism for Development. The event will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James, November 27 to 29. It is a collaborative effort of the Government of Jamaica, UNWTO, and international development firm Chimanique International. The agreement is of historical importance as it signals the first time that the UNWTO will stage a world conference on tourism in the Caribbean or the Americas. Minister Bartlett, who is also the chairman of the board of affiliate members of the UNWTO, described the event as a unique opportunity for showcasing branded Jamaica and, by extension, the Caribbean. Finance Minister Audie Shaw is urging persons with responsibility for procurement in government ministries, departments and agencies to expedite the process where possible to facilitate speedy implementation of government projects. Mr. Shaw says this is a concern for the administration as well as the International Monetary Fund, IMF, which has emphasized the need for speedier project approvals and implementation. Expedient implementation of development projects, the minister adds, is a key component of government's strategy to meet its economic growth targets.
A good procurement system that is transparent and accountable, the integrity is intact, doesn't mean the process have to be slow. In fact, it ought to mean that the process can be expedited on the established and credible standards.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at a recent press conference at the Ministry of Finance. Jamaica has moved a step closer to becoming an international financial services center. Two bills were passed in the Senate last Friday, geared at modernizing Jamaica's financial services landscape. The General Partnership Bill will formalize the process for foreign partnerships looking to transact business in Jamaica and facilitate mergers and conversion of partnerships. The Limited Partnership Bill will facilitate commercial activities not well suited for other available business forms in Jamaica. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, who piloted the bills in the Senate, says they are geared at upgrading the country's partnership laws to provide a more sophisticated slate of investment vehicles to encourage and attract international business activity.
Broadly, they will codify existing common law and partnerships, repeal the century-old Limited Partnership Act, established internationally recognized business structures and more business-friendly tax structures accordingly, which together will allow for familiarity and attractiveness of Jamaica as a place for investors to come and do business.
The bills were passed in the House of Representatives in January 2016. The General Partnership Bill was passed with 5 amendments, while the Limited Partnership Bill was approved without alterations. And non-resident heads of diplomatic missions to Jamaica will be arriving on the island shortly to participate in the annual Diplomatic Week of activities from February 5 to 10. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the activities seek to establish new relationships where administrations have changed to strengthen existing relationships and identify emerging opportunities.
We will bring together resident and non-resident high commissioners and ambassadors accredited to Jamaica for exposure to Jamaica's political, economic, and social developments, as well as our culture.
Senator Johnson-Smith adds that the week will provide the diplomatic corps with an opportunity to engage with the government and private sector. The week being observed under the theme Growth Through Partnerships will begin with a church service at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel on Sunday, February 5 at 12 noon. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.